National Rock Review.
Hello, boys and girls of National Rock Review. This is Eric Morris coming to you with some of the biggest artists, some of the most mysterious artists, and today we have on the phone somebody that may not qualify to himself as the first part, but he's definitely mysterious until we get him to introduce him. So let's just get this show on the road, and a mysterious, soon-to-be famous rock star, who do we have on the phone today?
Hey, man, this is Brandon Mills with Decipher Doubt.
All right, brother. So the Metal Birds have told us that you guys happen to be out on tour and that you're even calling us from the Queen City there in Cincinnati, Ohio. So tell us about the tour, who you out with, and how long are you going to be away from your own bed?
Okay, we're out for about a three-month run all over the country. We're about two-thirds done with it. Right now, it's been an awesome tour. We're out with a band called Disciple, Seventh Day Slumber, Spoken, and a band called Children 18-3. It's a five-band bill. Just a rock show, and we played here in Cincy last night. Had a great turnout, and I actually was in my bed last week. We had a little break for around Easter, so that was kind of nice. So. It's been broken up a little bit, man, but it's been a really fun tour, and I'm ready to get this last leg, enjoy this last leg of it, you know.
Cool. Yes, definitely understand that. So you guys are out on tour. Is it in support of an album? Am I right that you might have a pretty big project that just dropped or is about ready to drop?
Yeah, man, it actually dropped yesterday. Super excited. The album is called The Other Side of Darkness. It's our fourth full-length record and our first independent release, actually. So we're pretty excited about this record. It was really, really fun to make this record and kind of get back to our roots. And it seems like people are excited about it, man. So we're excited as well. So.
And it's an LP.
Yeah.
Okay. So for people that want to check you out, where would be the best place to kind of track down one of the singles off the album? Is there a single at this point?
Yeah. A song called Nothing More is the current single. Any online retailers, Amazon, iTunes, I think even Best Buy has it online. And I believe, like, a physical copy you can do, like Walmart. Pick up some of it, and there's some like Lifeway stores and things like that. And also, our website has links to where you can purchase it as well. So,
all right. So, just for shits and giggles, go ahead and give me the address to the website, so people don't have to listen to the whole thing to go check it out.
It's decipherdown.com. Just make sure you spell Decipher right, because we did not when we chose the band name. it is DECYFERDOWN.com, so Decipher Down.
All right, so you've opened the door. Give me the skinny on the band name and how it all came about. Were you guys a little into some good sour mash, or did you just kind of throw darts at a dartboard with words on it and kind of go from there?
Yeah, it was a little bit of the dartboard thing, for sure. Just kind of, reading through books, and we actually were reading through, just looking through dictionaries even. This has been, back in, 2000. But yeah, we stumbled upon the word, like the way it sounded and what it meant to interpret something of words is what it means. So we kind of felt like, that was kind of cool. Like we, do that with our music, So that's how it all kind of started, man. Yeah, it wasn't them. It didn't fall from the sky or anything like that. But that's how it came about.
Okay. Now, who else is in the band if you have enough caffeine in your system to be able to remember everybody's name?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it right now.
So, who else is in the band with you?
Okay, so our singer is TJ Harris. We have another guitar player, Chris Klontz, our drummer. His name is Ben Milhouse, and our bass player is named Chris Burr.
Okay, cool. And you guys have been together since 2000 then?
Yeah. We, you know, we've had a few different members, but Decipher Down has been around since early 2000.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, you brought up something interesting just a few minutes ago, that this is an independent release. Did you guys feel that you had been through the rat race enough times that you could do it yourself, or was it just you wanted more creative freedom than maybe being on a level might or a label might provide?
It was definitely all of what you just said. we got really, being in the record industry is a blessing, but there's a lot of pressure. I know you've heard it before, to just write songs, and, labels want hit songs, and that's great. But sometimes when that's really not your thing, it kind of comes out a little forced. At least it did for us, man. I just felt like it kind of, after we were written 70, 80 songs, and it just gets a little generic. So we kind of got a little discouraged in that rat race, for sure, on our last major label release. Being kind of burnt out from that, we took some time off, and we finally got out of our contract, and we just started kicking around the idea of, like, man, we can do a record right now, and we can do it absolutely how we want to do it, and any way we want to do it. And so we started getting pretty excited about that. We had kind of been away from it long enough that we kind of had a lot of stuff brewing, a lot of just kind of angst built up to for this record. And so we went into the studio and just really took our time with this record. It was such a good experience, man. Like, it just felt like grow again, like this is what it's about, like, we're in a band, we're creating music together, it was just us, so that was really, really cool, man, and we're actually really pumped about how it turned out, so.
Okay, cool. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, because we don't want to send all the 15-year-old bands getting ready to go out of their basement for the first time and go down that road to fame and fortune on the tour circuit. Is there any drawbacks to doing it yourself that you've found so far?
You're paying for everything. You're essentially being your own record label. So, as far as publicity and manufacturing and, videos, anything that you want to do to promote your record, that's falling on the band. So, for us, we I don't know if you knew this, but we did an Indiegogo, crowdfund, back in the end of last year. So that really, really helped us be able to do this record. And, man, we were overwhelmed with just support from people and our fans. And, we met our goal, and, so we've been able to, use that money to finance this project. So, that is definitely one of the drawbacks. For us, being on a label for 10 years, kind of set that up for us. Like we couldn't have done this without all that exposure from our label and, touring and all that. So it all played a huge part in where we're at right now, for sure.
So basically, the moral of the story is have the experience and have a game plan to know what you're going to do before you jump out on into the wilderness on your own.
I mean, that's definitely the better way to do it, but, I'm sure there's guys that just jumped out there and you just figured it out as well, that's what I would say, man.
Okay, cool. Now, you did bring up the Indiegogo, and you kind of got me by a question or two, but we'll move it up a little bit. When you guys did the Indiegogo, it's becoming a lot more of a popular option for some of the bands just to, like you said, help out with the financial aspect of things. With some of the go-go campaigns, the bands will give different, I don't want to say rewards or prizes, but gifts of appreciation, there we go, for for certain donation levels. How does a band, how does a band go through and figure out, okay, if John Doe gives us X amount, then he deserves this, or, you know, how do you guys sit down and figure out what's good for what?
Well, man, we really did most of this touring, just being out on the road and talking with each other and people, you know, but we, man, just anything that you can, you know, inspire a fan or a person to get involved with the project, you know, I mean, we had things like actually perform on our record, like we had a perk package, you know, if you donate a certain amount of money, you can actually perform on a record, and somebody actually did it. So we have like a guest vocalist on like an outro of one of our songs, which is pretty cool. So just stuff like that, man. Any, you know, we did like an exclusive acoustic EP just for the campaign backers. You know, nobody else will get that but them. You know, executive producer, you can put their name as an executive producer for a certain amount of money on the record, or, you know, just whatever, man, you can think of that you would think, like, man, if I really loved the band, like, what, how would I like to be involved, you know? And, of course, there's, you know, the t-shirts and the signed CDs and all that stuff as well, but, you know, then taking a few extra things to make it a little more special, you know?
Right. No.
Like have dinner with the band, you know, private acoustic show in your garage, or a full band concert in your living room, whatever, you know.
Yeah. No, that would definitely be cool, and I'm sure the fans that stepped up for that, once they get it, they'll be pretty blown away by you guys. Which brings up an interesting point with not only you guys doing it yourself, and unfortunately, the kind of digital age has kind of hit the economy of the music industry a little harder than what anybody thought it was going to. You guys kind of have to come up with some creative ways to kind of keep gas in the tank and food.
Absolutely.
Are you guys going to do VIP packages with the tour, or have you been doing VIP packages with the tour? And what would probably be the most creative merch item, since, you know, the t-shirts, everybody has them, but what would be one merch item, if you could do it, would you pull the trigger on without a second thought?
Man, that's a tough question. As far as the VIP thing, we really haven't been doing that on this tour. Another band actually already is doing that on this tour, so we haven't been doing that, but that's something that we would love to do for sure, maybe this fall.
Okay.
As far as the merch thing goes, I don't know, man. We used to do like skateboards and stuff like that, and one of our band wives has actually made us some hair bows, believe it or not, and they actually sell. It's pretty fun, man, coming from a rock band. She calls them rocker baby bows, you know, so it's pretty funny.
Well, but, I had an interview just the other day with a band called Mudface, and the story goes that when they registered the name, the register of the website called them and asked if they were a spa or a rock band. So he came up with maybe they should come out with a facial scrub for the rockers that want to look their best in the mosh pit.
Genius, man.
Yeah, so I've now got a new question to ask people to see how well their marketing game is.
Right, yeah.
So,
that's it, man.
Tell me about the album. If somebody hasn't heard of the band or hasn't seen you guys live, what would be the general vibe somebody could expect to come off the album hearing it for the first time?
I would say... stylistically, you know, it's kind of groovy rock metal, a lot of melody. We're not, there's some kind of angst moments in there, but definitely more singing and screaming. If you like bands like Seven Dust, like that, I guess, if that's even a word anymore. breaking instruments. You know, just stuff that's groovy and heavy is what we do. And, you know, bands like that have definitely influenced us.
Okay.
So
let me ask this. With the new album out, and every album, new album, is a band's baby, would you rather have a potential new fan hear you for the first time live by coming into a club that you're playing with some buddies, or would you rather have them hear the perfect mixing of your material on a CD somewhere, or it doesn't matter to you guys as long as they're listening?
It doesn't really matter, but I think live is always cooler, man. You know, just seeing a band in their kind of raw element and feeling that energy has definitely always been something that I've loved. So I've always heard from, you know, most people that we sound a little bit heavier and better live. So hopefully that's the case.
There's no right answer. I was just curious if you guys had a preference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever even thought of that, to be honest with you, but okay. I think live would be cooler, you know?
Okay. All right. Cool. Not a problem. So we only have a few more minutes left, and the bands and the artists that I talk to, they have one trial of fire that everybody has to answer, and some are more artfully dodging of the answer than others to this question. But hopefully you'll hit a home run for us. Since you guys have been out on the road for so long, you know, breaks not included. You've toured, you've seen places all across the country, you've been in situations where there has to be a story that makes you guys shake your head when somebody brings up a key phrase, or you kind of think back on it and you're just like, what happened? Or there's just a moment that you can't help but just kind of giggle at yourself, a Spinal Tap moment, if you will. Is there a story that pops up into your head that you'd be willing to share with us?
There's many, but there's one that just popped in my head when you were talking that kind of got me giggling a little bit. So we were playing this festival. This is, gosh, back in like 07 probably. So we're playing this festival out in Montana, and big festival, man. There's thousands of people there, and they were just pumped up, man. Like we had played probably two or three songs, and they were just, it was just an awesome crowd, you know. And our other guitar player, Chris, he was having some guitar issues, and I think he kind of was feeling a little bit like something was going on. But anyway, our singer, we finished the song, and our singer was like just pumping up the crowd, man. Like it was just awesome. They were just full of energy, man, and we were like, you know, it was just one of those moments when he had the crowd right in the palm of his hand, and like, you know, this next song, we want this place to just go absolutely crazy, you know, and it was just a moment, man. We were like, this is amazing, you know, and Chris, our other guitar player, he started this next tune, and it's like this real heavy riff, you know, that comes in, and our drummer, you know, counts him in, and it's like his guitar was barely working, so it sounded just like this. It sounded terrible, man. It was just like this little ping, 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 ping sound, and like it sounded so bad, and like it wasn't even hardly there, you know. And it was just like this whole huge build up for this song, you know, this moment, and it was just like a complete like 12-6 moment, just like, you know, it just flopped right on his face. So that was definitely funny. Like, I think we laugh about that to this day, you know.
Wow. Yeah. I could see how much Jägermeister might have been drank that night. So yeah. So with
the, it was amazing. I'm glad that we actually had that story to tell.
Excellent. Now. Yeah. With the last few seconds we've got, with the way the elder statesman that you guys could be called at this point, what advice would you give to the brand new, fresh-faced band when they first started to put things together that advice-wise might have made the road a little less bumpy, a little smoother down the road. What anything come to mind?
Several things do, for sure. One that, I don't know why this triggered this, but maybe it's just something that I've noticed. But, man, just, you know, work hard for sure. But I think, man, just, like, be cool to people, dude. Like, love people and, like, respect other bands and, like, club owners and promoters. And, like, just have a genuine heart about yourself, man, because, like, working with guys that think they're rock stars is, like, the biggest freaking, it just sucks because, like, nobody wants to be treated that way, man. And, like, for us, like, we've always tried to do that, man, and I think that people admire that, you know? Like, we're not, like, we don't have this larger-than-life attitude, and, like, we're privileged to be able to play music, man. So, you know, just that attitude, man, of being humble and just, like, learning from other bands and just, like, kind of playing your part in the whole thing, you know? And I think that's huge because I meet so many bands that don't get that, man, and, you know, eventually it's like people are just done with them, you know? So
I think
that's what I would say, bro.
I think those are some pretty wise words and a good note to end the interview on. So we'll definitely keep our eye out on for you. But I do have to ask, if there's a summer festival that you guys really have your eye on, hint, hint to all the booking agents out there, who do you think you would fit best with bill-wise, or where would you want to play to kind of put the feather in your cap for this summer?
Man, there's a festival in our home state called Carolina Rebellion.
I would really
love to play that festival, man. So if anybody out there is listening, they can make that happen. That would be amazing.
We might be able to put the buzz in the right ears on that one for National Rock Review here. So we'll definitely see if we can work our mojo.
We appreciate all the help.
All right, brother, thank you much. We'll keep an eye out on you. And one more time, give me the best place to find a new CD.
I would say iTunes for the digital. And on Amazon, you can order the physical and, like, Walmart.
And give me the name of the CD one more time for people to be able to...
It's called The Other Side of Darkness.
Excellent. Thank you much, brother. Enjoy your time. Go get some sleep, and we'll see you around the next tour.
All right. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it so much.